Number 5. Communicate easily. The fifth communication quality is to communicate easily. No tension, strain, fakeness, sounding rehearsed, stuttering, or hesitating. This is the quality that most people think is the mark of a good communicator. And it is part of it, but it's only one of the qualities. You've probably heard that it's 10% of what you say and 90% how you say it. Well, the how you say it part hasn't ever really been defined in this industry before. It's all the other qualities I've mentioned here or will mention. When you communicate with your prospect, try not to have any tension or strain. Where might this tension or strain come from? It might come from your fear that they're not going to accept what you say. It might come from not being prepared, so you're not sure what information you should present. That can cause tension or strain in the conversation. Also, don't sound fake or sound like you've rehearsed what you're saying. This is such a turnoff for people. People sound fake when they use a lot of fluff words like awesome, incredible, unbelievable, fabulous, wonderful, special, state of the art. You get the idea? These types of adjectives demonstrate a clear bias on your part. I'm not suggesting you be a boring communicator. By all means, be excited. But you don't have to use fluff and puff words to describe your excitement, as they normally indicate a cover-up of real content. If you're excited, you can say why you're excited. You're not excited because it's totally awesome. You're not excited because the products are special. You're excited because the products have given you the energy you had back in high school. Say that. Number 6. Make sure your body doesn't distract the prospect. The sixth quality is to not have your appearance and bodily scent distract the prospect. Now, I know this may be controversial, but it's a very big part of communication. There was a survey done at the end of a very large trade show. People who were walking out of the trade show were asked a series of questions about the trade show. Think about the money companies invest in trade shows. The rental of the booth costs a lot of money. The travel, the display materials, the employees and sales reps. With all that expense, to the question, what's the number one reason you didn't buy today? Guess what the answer was? The sales rep's bad breath. The prospects didn't say the number one reason they didn't buy was because of a poor presentation, or that the event wasn't exciting, or anything else. The number one reason was bad breath. This also goes for perfume and cologne. You may think your perfume makes you smell like a flower, but to some you smell like bug spray. You may even get compliments from some people. That doesn't mean your specific prospect is going to love it. A person who wears perfume typically puts a dab on, and over time their nose becomes less sensitive to it. Then they put 2 dabs, then 3, and pretty soon you can smell the person coming in the room. Not when they've walked past, but when they enter the room. If this scent is something that the prospect doesn't like, they will be backing up, trying to get away from you. The main point here is whether it distracts the prospect. This also goes for dress. Dress professionally. Ladies, if you have a beautiful body that you like to show off, great. But I don't recommend it with prospects. Your body may get more of their attention than your business. The reason you're there is to be interested in them, not to have them be interested in your body. Now, I know what everyone thinks when I say that, but people buy you, not the business or the product. This is very true. But what about you do they buy? In network marketing, they buy your ability to help them get what they need and want as it relates to your business or product. If you have a beautiful body and they join the business because they like looking at it, you will have a heck of a time trying to keep them focused on the business. When you've concluded your business for the day and you want to dress up sexily and wear perfume, great. But keep business and personal separate. Your dress code should be appropriate for the situation and others present. In my business, I work with health clubs. It's not appropriate to wear a suit, or even dress clothes for that matter. Nice shorts and a polo shirt gets the best results. When we work in doctor's offices, we dress professionally, but not in suits. In business presentations, suits work the best. The golden rule is, dress as nicely as the most nicely dressed guest.